Last October, former Governor Tony Earle and former Congressman Scott Klug teamed up to found Fix the Debt Wisconsin, a state chapter of a national movement to push legislators to drop politics and work on decreasing the country's debt. Klug says Congress let their constituents down when they passed a short-term fiscal cliff deal with big deadlines still looming.
They had an opportunity to get a significant deal done in December, and they sort of punted it down two months down the road.
Klug points out that there's another debt ceiling deadline next month and a deadline for automatic cuts known as sequestration in March. But despite the deadlines, Klug says every day that passes without honest debt reduction, interest piles up and the deficit builds.
It's going to eat us alive. And so now's the time to I think, strike some kind of grand agreement. And I'd urge both sides to be serious about this. Or, you know, we're going to find ourselves like Greece with, hat in hand 5 or 10 years down the road.
Klug and former Governor Earle say that entitlement programs have to be reformed. Earle says that includes increasing the eligibility age for Medicare to 67 and tying Social Security payments to income levels.
It is certainly reasonable to talk about means testing Medicare and Social Security. There's no rational argument that I've ever heard against means testing.
Both men say a balanced approach to debt relief, including taxes and cuts, is the answer, but it won't happen unless constituents demand loudly enough that their Congress members drop the politics and compromise. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.